Derem Menachet Paragidav Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Shulchanos Hayu Be'ulam Mibifnim Al Pesach HaBayis. Echad Shel Shayish Ve'echad Shel Zav. There were two tables inside the Ulam, right next to the entrance of the Hechel. As the Ulam was in between the Hazara and the Hechel, in order to get into the Hechel, you have to first go through the Ulam. One was made out of marble, and the other was made out of gold. Asher Shayish Nosim Lechem Apanim B'Kinis Vasem. Ve'echad Shel Zav Be'etzi Yosem. Shemalim B'Kodesh Ve'lo Meridim. The marble table was used to put the lechem apanim down there while you're bringing the lechem apanim into the hechel. And after the lechem apanim was baked and was still very hot, they would first put the lechem apanim down on the marble table on the ulam before they brought it into the hechel. And that way it would cool off as marble cools things off. While the golden table was used, after the lechem apanim was taken off the shulchan and the hechel, they would put it down on the golden table in the ulam. The reason why that table was made out of gold is we have a klal malam b'kodesh below meridim, we always go up and not down when we're dealing with Kodesh. And since the Shulchan and the Hechel was made out of gold, so the Shulchan, which was in the Ulam, in which we put the Lechem upon him after we take off the Lechem upon him, then the Shulchan and the Hechel have to be made of something of similar or greater value as that Shulchan in the Hechel. And the Shulchan that was inside the Hechel was also made out of gold, and that Shulchan, the Lechem upon him, was there the whole week, from Shabbat to Shabbat. Arba Kohanim Nechnasim. Four kohanim would enter the hechel on Shabbos in order to put the lechem upon him and the hechel on the shulchan. Two of the kohanim would hold the two starm of bread. Six breads each would be held by these two kohanim. And two of the kohanim would hold the two bezichim, the two kelim that held the levana, which was put down on the shulchan together with the lechem upon him. V'arba makdimin lifneim. And four other kohanim would enter the hechel before them. Shnayim Litol Shnei Star. Shnayim Litol Shnei Bezichim. These kohanim would take off the lechem apanim and the levona that was there from the previous Shabbat. Two of the kohanim would take off the two starm, the two arrangements of bread, six breads each. And the other two kohanim would take off the two bezichim that held the levona, which was on the shulchan. Hamachnisim Ondim Betzafon. Upneim Ledarim. Hamotzien Ondim Betarim. Upneim Letzafon. Those that are entering to put the lechem apanim on the shulchan, they would stand on the northern side of the shulchan facing the south, while those that are taking off the lechem apanim from the shulchan would stand on the south part of the shulchan facing the north. The reason why the people that were putting the lechem apanim on the shulchan would stand on the north is because the north is considered the more chashavis side. A certain avodah can only kasher b'tzafa. And since they're the ones doing that avodah and putting the lechem apanim on the shulchan, so they should be the ones that stand on the more chashav side in the north. Elu moshvin ve'elu manichin. The tipcho shozeh keneged tipcho shozeh shenemar lefanei tamid. While the kohanim are pulling off the lechem apanim from the previous week, immediately the kohanim that are putting on the lechem apanim would put it right there on the shulchan next to the challah that are being taken off, one challah next to the other challah, meaning to say that not even 1 inch of space should be without lechem. As soon as all lechem is being taken off, the new lechem is being put on right next to it, because the pasuk says lefanei tamid, that the lechem apanim should be tamid constantly on the shulchan, so we can't have the shulchan empty without lechem even for 1 second. Rabbi Yosi Omar, afilo elo notlim ve'elo manichin afzu hoisa tamid. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. He says that tamid doesn't mean that we can't have the shulchan without lechem even for 1 second. Even if the same kohanim who were taking off the lechem apanim from the shulchan would be the same one to put the new lechem apanim on the shulchan, and that way the shulchan would be without lechem for a period of time, even so, that would be called tamid. At that which the pasuk said, lefanei tamid, according to Rabbi Yose, means to say that there shouldn't be even one evening that passes without lechem on the table. It doesn't mean to say that we can't have even 1 minute without lechem on the table. Yatu v'nasnu al shulchan shalzav shahayu ba'ulam. After they took the lechem upon him from the shulchan, the kohen would go out into the ulam and put the lechem upon him on the golden table in the ulam. Hiktiru habezichim. V'chalot mitzchakut l'kohen. After that, they would be makter the bezichim. The kohanim would be makter levona from the bezichim. And by virtue of being makter the levona, that would allow the kohanim to eat the challah. The challah would be divided up among the kohanim of the two mishmaros, as the mishmaros were changed on Shabbos. There was a mishmar hanichnas and a mishmar hayotze. As the kohanim were divided up in 24 mishmaros, each mishmar did the avodah for 1 week until Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, the mishmar changed, and a new mishmar would come in to do the avodah for the following week. And the challahs of the lechem apanim were divided up among the two mishmaros, the mishmar of the previous week and the mishmar that was coming in to start doing the avodah for the following week. Chol Yom HaKippurim Lios B'Shabbos. If Yom HaKippurim came out on Shabbos, the Lechem HaPanim cannot be eaten on Shabbos itself, since it's Yom Kippur. Then, HaChalos Mitzchakos L'Arav, the Chalos would be divided up among the Kohanim that evening on Mitzvah Shabbos, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The Chalos of the Lechem HaPanim can only be eaten for one day and one night, so therefore they must be eaten right away on Mitzvah Shabbos of Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Chol Lios Erev Shabbos. If Yom Kippur came out on Erev Shabbos on Friday, Sar Shiyom HaKippurim Nechal L'Arav, the Sar HaChatos of Yom HaKippurim, which was part of the Musafim, would be eaten that evening, as obviously it can't be eaten on Yom Kippur itself. So it must be eaten on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, which is Friday night, as it can only be eaten for one day and one night. Now, even though obviously they can't cook it on Shabbos, they would have to eat it raw. Habavliyim ochono so kishu chai v'nei shadai ten yofa. The Babylonians, they would eat the Sar HaChatos on Friday night after Yom Kippur while it was raw, and they were dyed in yafa. They were not isthmus, they were not turned off by anything, they could eat anything, so therefore they were able to eat this raw meat. Now the truth is, the Gemara said they weren't really Babylonians, they were from Alexandria of Mitzrayim. The reason why they called them Babylonians is because the people in Eretz Yisrael disliked the Babylonians. And any time they saw somebody doing something strange or unworthy, they would call them Babylonians. And this is considered gluttonous to eat raw meat, so therefore they called them Babylonians. If the lachem apanim was put on the shulchan on Shabbos, kedino, but the bezichim, the small kelim that held the levona, was only put on the shulchan after Shabbos, and this is shalom kedin, as the levona is supposed to be put on the shulchan on Shabbos together with the lachem apanim. The hikter of the bezichim b'Shabbos sulam, and then the kohenim, the very next Shabbos, were makter the bezichim, the levona that was inside the bezichim, the lachem apanim was possible, can't be eaten by the kohenim. As since the bezichim was not put on the shulchan until after Shabbos, so it's possible, and even though they were mocked to the bezichim the next Shabbos, they still can't eat the lechem upon it. And in such a case in which the levona is possible, they're not chayav mishum pigo. If the kohenim were mocked to the levona with the machshavas pigo, machshavas chutz mana, that they were going to eat the lechem upon him after a lot of time, it's still not pigo, they're not chayav for eating the lechem upon him kares. And also not chayav mishum noser. If the lechem upon him was left over till the next day, and he eats it on Sunday, which is Shalom Kedin, had to be eaten on Shabbos, Matzoi Shabbos, still they're not chayav, and so too they're not chayav if they were tamei when they ate the lechem apanim. There's no chiyav karet in this case. All of this is because the lechem apanim is pasul, so therefore you can't pack on another psul other than this psul in which the bezichim was put on the shulchan after Shabbos, even though it was nikdar on Shabbos, it's still pasul. Sidra is the lechem with the bezichim b'Shabbos. If the lechem and the bezichim and held the levona was put on the shulchan on Shabbos, kedino. The hikter is the bezichim la'achar Shabbos. Pasul ben chayav and aleihem mishum pigo v'nozer v'tamei. But the haktar of the bezichim was only until the following Mitzvah Shabbos, and really they were supposed to be makdel bezichim on Shabbos itself. So in such a case, again, the lechem upon was pasul cannot be eaten, and there would be no chayav in this case also mishum pigo nozer and tamei. If they were makdel bezichim with machshavas chutz mano, there would be no chayav kares for eating it. It wouldn't be pigo. So too, they leave it open until Sunday. There's no chi of kars for eating it, and if somebody eats it, betumas hagov would not be chi of kars. And since the lechem apanim is anyway pasul, as the levana with nikdar after Shabbos, so therefore we can't tack on another psul. Seder as a lechem as a bezichim la'achar Shabbos. If the lechem apanim and the bezichim that held the levana was put on the shulchan after Shabbos, was put on the shulchan on Sunday or Mitzvah Shabbos, and this is Shalokidin, as the lechem apanim and the bezichim with the levona is supposed to be put on the shulchan on Shabbos. The hikta is the bezichim is Shabbos, possible. And then the kohenim went ahead and were marked to the levona that was in the bezichim on the following Shabbos. The lechem apanim is possible, that the lechem apanim was put on the shulchan on the wrong day. Case of Yasa. What should they do in such a case in which the lechem apanim was only put on the shulchan on Sunday? Yani chena l'Shabbos haba. Shafilu hi al shulchan yamim rabim, then betach klum. Instead of being mocked to the bezichim on the following Shabbos, we should leave the lechem apanim on the shulchan until the Shabbos after that, 2 weeks after it was put on. As even if the lechem apanim was on the shulchan for a very long time, there's nothing wrong with that, it wouldn't become pasul belina. Meaning to say that something only becomes pasul belina when it is nikdash in the kli sharis, or it was nikdash on the shulchan. And the shulchan is only mechadesh the lechem on Shabbos. So therefore, in this case, in which the lechem apanim was not on the shulchan on Shabbos, it was there on Sunday. So the shulchan is not mekanei the lechem until the following Shabbos, and then we can leave the lechem apanim there for one more week until the next Shabbos, and then we would be makdir the bezichah. But in the first two cases, in the winter, lechem apanim was put there on Shabbos itself. So now, the shulchan is mekadeh the lechem, so the lechem can only be placed on the shulchan for 1 week. After 1 week, it becomes puzzle belina, as it can only be there for one Shabbos until the next Shabbos, and then it becomes puzzle belina. So therefore, in the first two cases, the Mishnah does not advise us to leave the lechem apanim there for another week. As in the first two cases, since the lechem apanim was put there on Shabbat, the shulchan was mekadesh the lechem apanim would become puzzle belina by the following week, so therefore, there's no alternative. The lechem apanim would be puzzle.